Good morning. My name is Savi Vodia. I'm the Policy Development Manager at APNIC. This presentation is a usual presentation that we give at APNIC policy meetings as an update to share with the community what has been happening in APNIC in terms of policy development, and also look at all the other regional internet registry status. If you were in the subscribe to the mailing list, you'd have heard known that in November 2005, the APNIC EC endorsed the following proposals, the following policies. These policies are globally coordinated with the other RIRs, the IANA policy for allocation of IPv6 blocks to the RIRs, and also Proposal 31 version 2, which deals with the increase of the HD ratio of V6 from 0.8 to 0.94. The deprecation of the IP6.int reverse DNS service is also being coordinated with other RIRs to have a cessation date in June 2006. This is just a snapshot of where the current policy proposals are, and Kenny also mentioned the URL. One thing that I'd like to point out is what was discussed in the previous policy meeting is the application of HD ratio to IPv4. It's to apply the HD ratio to V4 because there were concerns from the community, or from those. It was felt that some of the ISPs in the region had difficulties satisfying the 80% rule. I will bring up these slides later for discussion after my presentation, so I won't talk much into it, but in the other RIRs, the RIPE region is there in the last call, but the discussions were abandoned in LACNIC and ERIN. As you will know that in today's open policy meeting, there has been only one policy proposal, and that's by Jeff Houston. He will talk to it after my presentation, so I will not talk much to it as well because I'll leave it to Jeff. But when it was discussed in the APNIC mailing list, there had been no comments from the APNIC community, so that's just what I'd like to share here. In the other RIRs, it's also undergoing the discussion phase, and it'll be presented in their respective open policy meetings. And I'd like to share now the status in other RIRs in terms of all the IP resources in IPv4, V6, ASN numbers. As I'd already mentioned earlier about the application of HD ratio to V4 allocations, I will discuss it again later after this, at the end of my presentation. But at the RIPE region, it's in its concluding phase, and I think next week is, I think it's the 7th, it's the final date. In the LACNIC region, there is a discussion that's undergoing the additional allocation to regional ISPs at 50% utilization. They felt that some regional ISPs, it's hard for them to reach 80%, and then they have to allocate again to their members. So they're thinking of having a policy at to provide subsequent allocation at 50%. There is an address space for Anycast services proposal that's under discussion at the RIPE and ERIN region. And again, also in the ERIN region, they have adopted the address space for multiple discrete networks. But this was abandoned in APNIC in the last APNIC meeting. ERIN has adopted a global addresses for private network interconnectivity. And in the APNIC region, they are adding new policies to their current policies, which is the end user assignment and also the temporary address assignments for experimental purposes. And these are awaiting the board approval. When we look at the IPv6 status in other regions, as mentioned in the HD ratio 2.94, it had been endorsed in the APNIC region. It's also adopted in the ERIN community, And in the ripe community, it's under discussion. There was no consensus by APNIC at the last APNIC meeting to adopt the change in the end user address space from 0.48 to 0.56. But it's under discussion in the Erin and ripe region. I also mentioned earlier that the IPv6 blocks to IANA to RRS, it's all under discussion in the region and had been endorsed by APNIC, Erin, and LACNIC. RIPE is discussing the address space for Anycast services, and this topic here, the PI assignments for NSight, which is like portable assignments for our region, is being discussed by Erin. It's one of the hot topics in their PPML list. And as a matter of fact, like Leslie just mentioned, they're having discussions in the IAB panel next door. When we look at the ASNs, the 4-byte AS number is being discussed now in all regions. And EFRENIC made some changes to their ASN assignment criteria, and it's under discussion. For the DNS, also the deprecation of IP6 that in reverse DNS servers has been endorsed by APNIC-EC, and as it's been globally coordinated, the cessation date for that is 6 June 2006. There is a DNSSEC reverse tree that has been implemented in the ripe region, and that's where all the policy proposals references okay. Thank you.
Sabi. The date is not 6th of June, first. But 1st of June, yes. Yes.
Sorry for the
clarification.
Okay, any question or comment? Okay, sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Say.
Right. As I mentioned earlier in my presentation, I wanted to put this up so that I'll seek facilitation from the SIG chairs and, like whatever actions can be taken from this open policy meeting on the proposal on application of HD ratio to V4. It was first discussed in APNIC 18. No clear decision was made, but APNIC secretariat was requested to conduct a survey with all the LIRs and also got assistance from the NIRs. Survey was shared in APNIC 20. And what we shared was that there was no proof of correlation between the problems, the network size and the complexity, or the number of services and levels of hierarchy. Also, when it was put back to the mailing list after the last meeting, there was really no further support expressed. And as I said, the last call it's in its last call at the ripe region, but it had been abandoned in the LACNIC and Erin region. So if you could just maybe seek the chair's facilitation in this for today.
Okay, thank you.
Germán Valdez from LACNIC. Just for a few comments about the policy of HD ratio for IPv4. We've been following the discussions in other regions, and Sabe described before. And from LACNIC perspective, from some members of the region, we are following this with some concerns because the understanding and the comments made in LACNIC list reflects that this proposal, if it's approved in one region, can have important impacts in the rate of consumption of IPv4 in general. So the impact on the decision of one region can reflect in other part of the world. Even though we are worried about these discussions, we don't want to influence in the decision process in other regional internet registry, but we only ask for the discussions take in account all the variables involved in this proposal. That's my comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Jeff?
I was asked a couple of weeks ago by the RIPE NCC to do an investigation of the impacts of this policy in the RIPE region in terms of its impact on total address consumption of the remaining /8s in the unallocated pool. So what I did was actually look at the last 5 years of allocations from all of the RIRs and look at their distribution in size. So you get this sort of lots of /20s, few /19s, you know, and so on. And then I worked back and said, well, these allocations have been performed on the basis of an 80% utilisation. So you can actually do a spread of populations. You randomly pick a population that would have qualified for a /20 and so on. I simulated a RIR doing 10,000 allocations, each RIR doing 10,000 allocations using that principle, and ran that experiment a further 1,000 times. So I felt I had a relatively good range of, you know, this is what the last 5 years looked like in demand. And then I said, well, instead of using an 80% fixed utilisation, what would have been the result had this policy have been implemented? So for the RIPE region, what actually happens is that at a 0.96 HD ratio, the impacts are actually felt on the large allocations, and they're relatively significant. The address consumption rate of the RIPE NCC, had it been using that allocation strategy for the last 5 years, is a total increase in address consumption for the same range of populations that they were servicing by 47%. So in other words, rather than allocating 3/8s or getting 3, you would have got through approximately 4.5 for exactly the same population. If this proposal were adopted in the APNIC region, it's 49%. Now, the LACNIC issue is in some ways significant and should be borne in mind that if RIPE adopted this all by itself and none of the other RIRs did, then this does have an impact on consumption rates. And it does, if you will, bring in this expected date where we're going to run out by approximately 1 year. If all of the RIRs adopted this policy today, it would bring in that date by 2 years, because in particular, RIPE and APNIC would have effectively 50% more addresses being released for the same populations. So when you, as a community, look at this particular policy proposal, I think this is a useful statistic to bear in mind, that its impact is not just, if you will, adjusting the address allocations to suit what we think the industry structure is, but also we should be mindful of precisely what we're doing in terms of consumption rates. And the basic message is that for those RIRs, and there are three, actually Aaron is included, that have a sizable percentage of, you know, significant percentage of high allocations, the total allocation consumption increases significantly. I believe I posted this to the APNIC policy mailing list. Copies have also been posted to the RIPE and the ARIN mailing list. And yes, I have discussed this with the LACNIC folk. It's hard to actually mirror the LACNIC implications here, but certainly inside this framework, LACNIC might, if you will, not be able to get 1 or 2/8s near the end of the period of exhaustion. So yes, there are cross-RIR impacts here that we need to be mindful of. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Paul?
Yeah, I've got a question for Jeff, actually. When this policy was first formulated, I think we had 15 to 18 years of IPv4 address supply available, according to the projections, not predictions, but projections that are done on the Potoroo website. What is it today?
January the 6th, 2012.
Wow, okay.
Time.
Instead of 15 to 18 years, there's been a kind of exponential growth.
What has happened in the last
now 7 years?
What has happened in the last couple of years, Paul, is actually the unadvertised pool of addresses, stuff that's been allocated that I can't see in the routing table. Over the last few years, that amount of blank space has been increasing rather than decreasing. And that's had a dramatic effect on the total consumption rates, because if we're not actually managing to recycle addresses and we're feeding this black space, then the anticipated data IANA exhaustion comes screaming in. And yes, we do have a relatively short period using current industry behaviour of the remaining lifetime of those 61/8s.
Okay, Randy Bush.
Randy Bush, IIJ. This discussion drifted over. It was either the Aaron PPML list or NANOG or something. And there was discussion that, oh, so what's happened is you're fitting a log to a linear, so of course it's going to be bad at the high end, so let's change it so it works at the high end. And then, of course, what happens is at the low end, it doesn't work. Essentially, what you're trying to do is fit a log to a linear. It does not work. Okay? In either case, it is the small people, the people with small requests, who get short stick. Or, so it's either the large requests get more than they need, which disenfranchises the small people as we run out of resources, or you tilt it the other way to make the large come out the same and the small people get less than they need. Does not work. You're trying to fit a log to a linear.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Any question or comment? Okay, regarding to this open action, actually it's pending for quite a while, and we probably need to decide how to move to the next step. And either we have some consensus from the meeting, or either we submit a proposal, or we remain submit into the mailing list for wait another month, and then we make a decision after all. Okay, if there's no resolution or consensus, I suggest we move the issue to the discuss in the mailing list for another 1 month. And after 1 month, the sick chair will decide on what to do the next step, either pending the proposal, continue the proposal, or abandon the proposal. Okay, right, thank you.